You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey there, welcome to the show. My name is Dave Clements, and this is a podcast where I talk about geek pop culture, such as comics, movies, and whatever the heck else I'm geeking out about, which hence the name of the show, Geek This. And since it is October, and October is all about Halloween and horror movies and that spooky feeling, I'm going to be reviewing a new horror flick or something related to horror each week. It's not always going to be super scary. Like the last episode, I talked about Are You Afraid of the Dark, which is a nostalgic piece of pop culture for those of us that grew up in the 90s. But this week, I'm going to be talking about something new, something a little more mainstream, maybe. I'm going to be tackling Huluween. And I am specifically going to be talking about the Film Fest shorts. And just want to let you know, if you have not signed up for Hulu before, you can actually go to geekthispodcast.com/Hulu, H-U-L-U, and you can get a free trial. This is not a sponsored episode, but that is our affiliate link, and we'll get a little bit of a kickback if you decide to keep Hulu after that trial is over. Just want to get that out of the way. Also, before we get going here, please don't miss an episode of the podcast. You can just go to geekthispodcast.com and subscribe. It's right there on the homepage, and it's super easy, and there are plenty of options out there, no matter what device or how you want to listen to the show. Huluween, if you're totally oblivious, is Hulu's month-long Halloween celebration. From what I understand, they've been doing it for a couple of years now, and they always feature loads of horror films and TV shows right there on their website, at, you know, the main page and in their apps. And this year, they're kind of expanding their horizons, and they are showcasing 8 independent short films. And those are going to be what I talk about in today's episode. Now, if you want to watch these before I get into them, you can pause right here. Well, not right here, but after I tell you this part. You can go to youtube.com/Hulu, and you can watch all 8 of these films. They are in the Huluween Film Fest playlist. I believe that's what that's called. And yeah, you can just click the link in the show notes. It'll take you right there to YouTube. You can watch all 8 of them. It takes less than an hour, I think. I think they're all about 5 minutes long. So, hence, you know, short films. So, a little bit of background on me, something I don't get to talk about too often because I've never really made the space. But I've been interested in short films for quite a few years now, probably at least the last 10 years. I've found short films very interesting. I came upon a YouTube channel called Film Riot years ago, and I've been following them, and I love watching the creative process, how they do effects, how they write, how they shoot things, and I've been watching them regularly, so, you know, there's recommendations of short films, and I love watching them. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I've convinced myself that one day I might try my hand at making my own, but today is not that day. But I just want to express my love for short films and the fact that I wish I was watching more of them, because I think you can find some really good content there. Content is a word that I hate using because it's kind of a marketing term, but you're going to find some really good creators out there, and that is what intrigues me about short films and Film Riot and the YouTube community, I guess, as a whole, is that there is something about the way that these creators of short films approach everything that reminds me of the way that I approach podcasting, which is that it's not so much about the gear. The gear is cool. It's cool to talk about what, you know, in the podcasting space, what microphone you're using, what mixer, what computer, what software you're using to edit. It's cool to talk about that stuff, but at the core of it, it's not about the gear that you use. It's, for me at least, it's about making something that somebody might enjoy as much as you did when you made it, if not more. Maybe they'll get more out of it. And I see that with these short films, especially as I watch more and more episodes of Film Riot and they show you how to make short films. So, all that said, I think it's a great thing that Hulu has teamed up with Fox and they're doing these shorts. And I think it's a great opportunity for these creators to get their work out there. So, I am done blabbering on here. Without further ado, let's get started. I'm going to be spoiling these movies. So I highly suggest that you pause, you know, right here, go watch them. Like I said, if you've got the time, just watch them. It takes less than an hour to watch all of them, and you'll get the context in my review because I don't want to spell them out. There's 8 of them, and I don't want to take forever explaining every moment that happens. So let's go. Let's talk about them. And now, segue music. The first film in this series is called Earn. It was written and directed by Ben Steiner and produced by Dan Dixon. In this film, a woman scatters her mother's ashes into a lake, but then finds that it's not so easy to throw away her past. Now, when the woman is standing on the pier after scattering some of the ashes into this lake, like, you know, you see her take this drink of, you know, vodka. I assume it's vodka. It's a clear alcohol. I'm going to say it's probably vodka, maybe rum. I don't know. Vodka's popular though. Anyway, has nothing to do with anything, but, she kind of gets like real panicky and says, you know, I can't do it. And, that kind of thing. And I was really confused, but because this film is so good, the story progressed and everything made sense. Things were laid out as they needed to be. And when I originally watched this, I was bouncing between it and work, and so I missed some things, and it didn't seem like it was that good. But then watching it again in preparation for this episode, you know, I enjoyed it more, and like things started to stick with me a little bit. Like the fact that you find out that this woman has actually suffocated her own mother before sending her to get cremated. And it's creepy. It really is. And when it's over, there's not a lot of questions for you to ask. And in a good way, you're not even wanting more. Like, for me, I was satisfied watching this. It's not my favorite film out of the 8, but it's a really good one, and I think it's a good starter because it gives you the creeps and it leaves you very interested. Not necessarily, like I said, asking questions, but you're interested. You're hoping as you go through this that these movies are going to be good quality, because this one is a great quality film. The second movie in this series is called The Rizzle. It's directed by Josh Tanner and written and produced by Josh Tanner and Jade Vanderly. And in it, a mysterious video on the internet provokes viewers to perform an old ritualistic dance if they dare. Now, right off the bat, the creep factor of the Rizzle is high. It was kind of a fun experiment for me to watch these movies because horror movies are not my strong suit, if that makes sense. I get really uncomfortable. Like, even recording now, talking about this episode and the last one, just I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about them, like creeping myself out. I mean, everybody else in my house is asleep, so I can hear the house kind of creak and crack and moan and things like that. But in addition to that, I've always been pretty, averse. Is that what I want to say? So black and white, like vaudeville, like that is creepy to me. Like, in some ways, I kind of find Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, like, a little bit creepy. I don't know why, but because this video that the girl watches is this black and white vaudeville dance routine, it was always creepy to me. And so the creep factor was there. I got goosebumps watching it, going, oh no, this is going to be scary. And the short could have ended there and I would have been fine. I would have been creeped out enough. But no, they had to build up more suspense with this hallway scene that just, I'm telling you, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now. Probably starting to sweat a little bit. But I guess that's kind of the great thing about this film in particular is that it is so simple. It takes place in the girl's bedroom and it takes place in the hallway just outside of her bedroom, which you don't see much of that hallway. It's mostly black. And, I think the simplicity of short films will almost always win. And this is a great one. Because it does, it gives you the creeps, and maybe it's just me, but I love this, you know, so far 2 for 2. The third short in the series is called The Hug. It was written, directed, and produced by Jack Bishop and Justin Neem. In it, an animatronic panda at a rundown pizza place seems to be out of order until little Aiden gives it a hug. Now, if you've ever been terrified of Chuck E. Cheese or seen the terror that is Five Nights at Freddy's, this is the short for you. If you really want to get your creep on, this is the short for you. It felt like a cult 80s horror movie. I'm thinking Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which is a movie that somehow I watched when I was younger, or I watched parts of it and it scared me. But it really brought me back to those times where I had visited a Chuck E. Cheese or the other place, Showbiz Pizza. That's what it was, where you have the animatronic robots on the stage and dancing. And it just proves that animatronics are creepy. And now we know why, because they're going to freaking eat you. I think the best thing about this, other than the nostalgia, might actually have been the fact that the jerk kid, who is the main character, Aiden, he got what he deserved. He, you know, when they tell you you cannot ride the ride, or this thing is broken, or don't mess with it, you just need to listen. Maybe this is a tool to teach my kids to listen to adults, or at least, you know, their parents. Anyway, I can't suggest this short more. 3 for 3. Number 4 is The Box. It is directed by Santiago C. Tapia. Wow, I said that wrong. It is directed by Santiago C. Tapia. Let's try this again. Number four is The Box, directed by Santiago C. Tapia, written by Jessica Curtwright and Santiago Tapia, produced by David Moore. And in it, a little boy finds a box in the woods, takes it home, and unlocks some evil. So The Box has to be one of my favorites of the series, and it's the one that stuck with me the most, despite how simple it was. Again, going back to the Rizzle, simplicity makes your story great. I think you can do a lot in a short film. You know, you have, you know, I think up to 5 minutes. I think they were all about 5 minutes long. But you have 5 minutes, which is not a long span of time to tell a story. So the simpler you can keep your story, the better it's going to be. And that was, couldn't have been more true with The Box. Because the story unfolds at just the right pace. I mean, it was perfect. And then, you know, things were revealed only when they needed to be. The boy, you know, steps over this white line. You don't know what that white line is until he trips over the box and it says, don't break the circle. What the heck does that mean? Well, the drone shot reveals this big, like, you know, witch circle. I guess you could call it that. You know, they make the circles with salts. I mean, you're getting to, like, some black magic kind of thing. But you get what I'm talking about if you've watched horror movies. You know what I'm talking about. And speaking of that shot, there's this really great transition from the drone shot to, because it goes to black. I think it goes to black. And then there's this really cool in-camera movement where they kind of spin the camera from black to seeing the boy sitting on his bed with the box looking at it. And I thought it was really well done. And I get really excited when I see shots like that. I've become very intrigued with the way that people use cameras in film. And that was just really good. There's so many good things about this. And again, simplicity. Maybe the only bad thing was when he reveals what's in the box and then reads the note, the light flashes a little bit. And I thought that was kind of weird. Like, I wish they would have done that differently. But still, really good. Also, I really loved the difference that the boy plays between himself and the changeling version of him, or the copy. I thought of it more as a changeling kind of thing. And I thought it was clever, because I've never seen anything done like that. It was just pretty cool. And I would love to see this turn into like a full movie, or at least maybe a longer, shorter film. Maybe we're talking something more in the 15-minute range. I really, really liked it. 4 for 4. The fifth film is called Lippy, and it is directed and written by Lucy Campbell and produced by Gary Patton. Or Peyton. I haven't decided how I'm pronouncing that yet. So in it, two girls get caught shoplifting and have to face a saw-like punishment for their crime, or so it seems. When this one started out, I was totally in. I was with it. I was interested in what was going on until the girls get caught and taken down with the security guard. And the security guard is real, like, she acts real weird. Kind of paints her mouth with the lipstick, cackles like the Joker, and there's not really any reason for it. You just realize, okay, this lady's real weird, maybe crazy. And then she hands the girls the pruning shears and wants them to cut off each other's finger. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm back in. This lady is nuts. And then when they decide that they're gonna cut each other's fingers, then, like, that's, like, their acting was, like, really bad. There's no reaction. Like, if you actually got your finger cut off, what would your reaction be? It wouldn't be to just look at your hand and go, oh, what did you do? My finger. Yeah. that ruined it. And then the reveal of the clowns in the audience missing fingers. I've watched better Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark episodes. I say boo. So only 4 out of 5 of these have been good to this point. Number 6 is called Haunted Horrifying Sounds from Beyond the Grave, which is a massively long title, considering every other title is 1 or 2 words. It is directed by Rodney Asher, written by Basil Quartermass, and produced by Tyler Glott. And in it, a musician decides to record a horror sound effects album for a quick paycheck and ends up being haunted by the sounds of his own mother's death. This one, almost from the moment that it started, I didn't think I was going to like it. And I didn't. It just didn't sit well with me. It seemed too complicated for, you know, 5+ minutes. It was shot well, I can give it that, but the concept didn't work because it didn't seem believable. And I know, coming from, you know, this movie, or yeah, the short film where, you know, some kid hugs an animatronic and then gets eaten by it, that doesn't seem realistic either, but this was different. Like, it was just poor storytelling. Like, it was almost like they were like, oh, okay, so we're getting this money to shoot this short film, let's make it real quick. And I don't know, I didn't care for the story of it. So anyway, he chooses to record the sounds of his mother dying for a cash grab, because he talks about at the beginning of it how, you know, I'm not gonna do that, you know, I'm an artist, that kind of a thing. And then he just, like, watches her die, and instead of calling a nurse, he gets out his microphone to record it. Like, it just, I called bull crap on it. Like, as I was watching, I'm like, really? This is so dumb. And then somehow she ends up killing him. Like, that's, just grr. And then at the end, these kids are just laying there listening to him gurgle his last breath. And, oh, that's so eerie. And it was kind of just disgusting. It was gross. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. This is a hard pass for me, and I want my 5 or so minutes back. Number 7 is The Gillymuck. This is directed and written by Dan Samelin, and produced by Noelle Hubble. And in it, a knockoff Girl Scout troop sits around a campfire as their leader fails at telling a scary story. Then she gets real serious and warns them all about the Gillymuck, which is a creature that supposedly lives in the woods that they're camping in. And it may look cute, but it has other plans. This is a film that I would like to see developed more. It felt very Are You Afraid of the Dark to me. Maybe because it was a little scarier than, like, Goosebumps normally was. I think there were some good, scary Goosebumps episodes. But this kind of had that feeling of Are You Afraid of the Dark, which could very well simply be because they open it around a campfire. But overall, I don't think it was bad. It just felt rushed. Like, there was too much to put in the story. Again, going back to simplicity, the story wasn't simple enough for 5 minutes, and it needs to be to make it a good one. I love that they use practical effects with the creature in the movie, and it was kind of goofy looking, but it kind of plays into the whole idea that, you know, this thing doesn't like to be upset, or in the case of what actually happened, doesn't like to be made fun of, which correlated with the main girl that was in the movie. The ending was a little cheap just because it was a jump scare, and that bothers me. It bothered me with the Rizzle too. And I don't know. I guess I wish it would have left me wondering, you know, like, when the girl looks up, it has the same glowing eyes that the Guillemuck did before it supposedly ate the girls. Like, it wasn't gory or anything, which is okay. But if they would have just cut it at the girl looking back at the camera with glowing eyes and then went to black, I would have been okay. Or even, like, if it would have made, you know, kind of a screeching sound or something as it went to black, I would have been okay. But the jump scare with all the teeth and everything, didn't care for that, though. Not a bad one, though. Out of the seven so far, this is up there. You know, it's, I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. Film number eight is called Carved. This is the last movie in the playlist, and is the last, it's the last movie of the, it's the last movie of the Huluween Film Fest. It was directed and written by Justin Harding, produced by Chris Elsley, Dale Andrews, Rob Brunner, and Jason Kennedy. So Carved is about a boy who picks out the ugliest pumpkin of the bunch for his family's yearly jack-o'-lantern carving tradition, and of course, this particular pumpkin wants revenge. I liked the idea of Carved. I just thought that the execution was way off. The acting was over the top. It was unnecessarily over the top. When we first meet the boy, he has this reaction to this evil pumpkin, which, it looks evil. You know that that's the bad pumpkin. And he just starts demanding that that's the one that he wants and saying that one over and over and over again. And it's just too much. And if I'm honest, this scene bordered between making fun of autistic or mentally handicapped children or making fun of spoiled brat children. And considering the way the whole family was dressed, I'm going to just assume that it was making fun of the spoiled brat children. But I just, it left me with a sour feeling, made me uncomfortable. And then, you know, with the rest of the movie, they're just trying too hard to make it scary. It felt cheaply done. Like, the people were very inexperienced. And honestly, I think this is the worst one out of everything. The CG pumpkin, was just very cartoony, and maybe that's what they were looking for. You know, kind of 80s, like schlocky kind of a thing, but the whole thing wasn't shot that way. It just felt cheap, which, none of the other ones really did. This one was probably the worst one in my book. The best part, though, was at the end, where you had the data lantern, if that's what you want to call it, which really did remind me of the movie Trick or Treat. If you've ever seen that, I don't recommend it to everybody. It is a hard R. It's very violent. But, you know, if you've seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. Remember the lollipop? Anyone? So, in the end, I'd have to say skip Carved if you're making your way through this, if you haven't already watched it. Or better yet, I would love to see somebody make a better version of this one. So that does it for my review of the Huluween Film Fest shorts. And if you're looking for more independent horror flicks and you have Hulu, they have some more, you know, exclusive movies coming out. I just started watching the first movie in their Into the Dark series, which is called The Body. Spoiler, it's really not that great. But again, if you don't have Hulu and you want to try it out, you can use my affiliate link, which is at geekthispodcast.com/Hulu, and we'll get a monetary kickback if you decide to keep your service with them after the trial is up. I guess if you had to ask me which movie was my favorite out of all of these, I think I would have to say The Box is my favorite. If I was voting, I would absolutely be voting for the box. I would love to hear what you thought of these movies if you decided to watch them. You can leave us a comment over at geekthispodcast.com while you're subscribing or just checking out the other 100 plus episodes that are there. I'm not going to keep any more of your time. You probably have other podcasts to listen to, but I just want to say thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out the website, geekthispodcast.com, for more episodes. Just subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app, and to leave feedback. That would be fantastic. I will talk to you all next week. I'm glad to be back. I don't have an official schedule, but there's a good chance I'm going to be reviewing a movie next week. So that is it. I will talk to you folks in the next episode.